once there was a boy named Peter. Peter was a very lively little boy. Everyone loved him, his family, his teachers, and his friends. But he did have one weakness. Peter could never live in the moment. He had not learned to enjoy the process of life. When he was in school, he dreamed of being outside playing. When he was outside playing, he dreamed of his summer vacation. Peter constantly daydreamed, never taking the time to savor the special moments that filled his days. One morning, Peter was walking in a forest near his home. Feeling tired, he decided to rest on a patch of grass and eventually dozed off. After only a few minutes of deep sleep, he heard someone calling his name. "Peter! Peter!" came a shrill voice from above. As he slowly opened his eyes, he was startled to see a striking woman standing above him. She must have been over 100 years, and now her snow-white hair dangled well below her shoulders like a metal blanket of wool. In this woman's wrinkled hand was a magical little ball, with a hole in the center, and out of the hole dangled a long golden thread. "Peter," she said, "this is the thread of your life. If you pull the thread just a little bit, an hour will pass in seconds. If you pull a little harder, whole days will pass in minutes. And if you pull with all your might, months, even years will pass by in days." Peter grew very excited at this discovery. "I would like to have it, if I may," he asked. And the elderly woman quickly reached down and gave the ball with the magic thread to the young boy. The next day, Peter was sitting in the classroom, feeling restless and bored. Suddenly, he remembered his new toy. As he pulled a little bit of golden thread, he quickly found himself at home, playing in his garden. Realizing the power of the magic thread, Peter soon grew tired of being a schoolboy and longed to be a teenager with all the excitement that phase of life would bring. So, again he pulled out the ball and pulled hard on the golden thread. Suddenly, he was a teenager with a very pretty young girlfriend named Elise. But Peter still wasn't content. He had never learned to enjoy the moment and to explore the simple wonders of every stage of his life. Instead, he daydreamed of being an adult. So again, he pulled out the thread and many years whizzed in an instant. Now, he found that he had been transformed into a middle-aged adult. Elise was now his wife, and Peter was surrounded with a house full of kids. But Peter also noticed something else. His once jet black hair had started to turn gray, and his once youthful mother, whom he loved so dearly, had grown old and frail. Yet Peter still could not live in the moment. He still had never learned to live in the now. So once again, he pulled on the magic thread and waited for the changes to appear. Peter now found that he was a 90-year-old man. His thick, dark hair had turned white as snow, and his beautiful young wife Elise has also grown old and had passed away a few years earlier. His wonderful children had grown up and left home to lead lives of their own. For the first time in his entire life, Peter realized that he had not taken the time to embrace the wonders of living. He had never gone fishing with his kids or taken a moonlight stroll with Elise. He had never planted a garden or read those wonderful books his mother had loved to read. Instead, he had hurried through life, never resting to see all that was good along the way. Peter became very sad at this discovery. he decided to go out to the forest where he used to walk as a boy to clear his head and warm his spirit. As he entered the forest, he noticed that the little saplings of his childhood has grown to mighty oaks. The forest itself has matured into a paradise of nature. He lay down on a small patch of grass and fell into a deep slumber. After only a minute, he heard someone calling out to him. "Peter! Peter!" cried the voice. He looked into astonishment to see that it was none other than the old woman who had given him the ball with the magic golden thread many years earlier. "Have you ever enjoyed my special gift?" she asked. Peter was direct in his reply. "At my first, it was fun, but now I hate it. My whole world has passed before my eyes without giving me the chance to enjoy it. Sure, there would be some sad times as well as some great times, but I haven't had the chance to experience either. I feel empty inside. I have missed the gift of living." "You are very ungrateful," said the old woman. "Still, I will give you one last wish." Peter thought for an instant and then answered hastily, "I would like to go back to the being a schoolboy and live my life over again." He then returned to his deep sleep. Again, he heard someone calling his name and opened his eyes. Who could it be this time? He wondered. When he opened his eye, he was absolutely delighted to see his mother standing over his bedside. She looked young, healthy, and radiant. Peter realized that the strange woman of the forest had indeed granted his wish, and he had returned to his former life. "Hurry up, Peter. You sleep too much. Your dreams will make you late for school if you don't get up right at this moment," his mother admonished. Needless to say, Peter dashed out of bed on his morning and began to live the way he had hoped. Peter went on to live a full life, one rich with many delights, joys, and triumphs. But it all started when he stopped sacrificing the present for the future and began to live in the moment. Unfortunately, the story of Peter and the magic thread is just a story, a fairy tale. We here in the real world will never get a chance to live our life to the fullest. Today is your chance to awaken the gift of living before it is too late. Time really does slip through your fingers like teeny grains of sand. Let this new day be the defining moment of your life, the day that you make the decision once and for all to focus on what is truly important to you. Make the decision to spend more time and those who make your life meaningful. Reward the special moments. Revel in their power. Do the things that you have always wanted to do. Climb the mountain you have always wanted to climb. Or learn to pray the triumph. Dance in the rain or build a new business. Learn to love music, learn a new language, and rekindle the delight of your childhood. Stop putting off your happiness for the sake of your achievement. Instead, enjoy the process. So this is what we learn from the story of Peter. From the story, we